Hello and welcome to the Anatomic Fitness Podcast. I am your host, James Sutherland, and with me is producer extraordinaire, Jason Hewlett.
You heard it here. Extraordinaire.
Yes, the one and only time except for the other times.
Right.
Yes, I'm Irish, so you're that makes Irish. Sense to any, all our listeners in Ireland are like, oh, that makes sense.
Hey, well, yeah. Anyways.
So
it's like December 14th.
It is. Oh my God.
The year is rapidly coming to an end. Like, it feels like the whole year has just flown by.
Yeah.
Especially since we launched this at the beginning of June.
June. Good thing you knew that, because I was trying to think about that. I was hoping we weren't going to have to bring that up, because I had no idea.
It was June.
June. So, the beginning of June. Yeah.
I think June, almost like the first. Anyways.
So, that's a long time coming, then.
Well, it is. And when you think about it, like, life moves faster when you're kind of living week to week. Like, you know that we got to put these out every week.
Yes. Yes. Right. The fan base demands it.
They're
bloodthirsty bunch.
Insatiable.
Insatiable. That's
I
it
like
too.
That
yeah,
word.
Yeah,
insatiable.
Yeah, and it's, you know, and it's been, it wasn't exactly what I was expecting when we did have all these discussions about starting it. I wasn't expecting to hit episode number
9.
Oh, now the German fans are.
German heritage coming
German,
out.
German people are loving that.
They're like, why are they saying no?
No, what's going on? So, yeah, I wasn't expecting to even hit episode 29. I thought it might be a flash in the pan, sort of, okay, well, we'll do it and see what happens. But here we are.
Well, once I commit to something, I just commit to something and it's happening.
Okay, yeah, that's
just
pretty
how,
fair.
That's
and
how I approach it.
And that's kind of, you know, as you know, through training and stuff, kind of how I roll too. But I thought this might just be something we do a bit and have, you know, 5 or 10 downloads and be like, all right, it's not really worth it.
Right.
But when we're fastly approaching almost 900 downloads in 19 countries and over 100 cities around this lovely globe, that's not too bad.
That's pretty good. And I mean, we can only see the downloads on the podcast platform we're using. We don't know how many streams there are. There could be like, I find it's usually like, you know, way more, like 200% more.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to just press the stream button. So all those lovely listeners we have, please, if you don't mind, at least download as well, even if it's ones you've listened to, just so we can keep track of all y'all. Because again, those countries and cities keep changing and growing every week. And so, you know, it's just interesting to find out where all the people are coming from.
It is. It very much is. And now that we're in our December month, heading into the holidays here pretty quick, we thought it was time to kind of do what you're supposed to do as a year draws to a close.
Drink whiskey?
Other than drink whiskey.
Oh, work out and exercise and maintain your fitness goals.
Well, I was going to say reflect.
Oh, I would have got there eventually.
But yeah, you should still not stop training.
Yes, but we'll talk about that another time.
Yeah, it was like,
but yes, now reflect, look back, like, yeah. And that's kind of, you know, what we were saying at the start is I wasn't really expecting this to really take off. I just thought we'd do it for fun and see how it goes. But, you know, we get a lot of feedback on the show. We get a lot of people that have things to say and comments and thoughts, and, you know, and just listen alone, like, right, with the download numbers. So it's kind of caught on a bit.
It has, yeah. When you enter an adventure like this, you never know what's going to happen. I've done some stuff like this a few times. I did a film podcast that me and my buddy Sean, who of course does the wonderful
music
for this, we sat down because my wife said we were talking about the movies we watched. Like, we'd watch a movie, then we'd yap about it afterwards, and she's like, "You guys are funny. You should post this on the internet."
No, so it's all her fault.
It's all her fault. So we sat and we're like, "All right, sure." And you just got this digital recorder and started yapping and posting it to the internet. 11 years. 3 different radio stations, movie deals, blah, 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 later, we finally decided just to stop. It was like a long-ass time to do. 11 years is a long time.
That is a long time.
So you don't know how long. You don't know what's going to happen when you begin a venture like this.
And in this world with, you know, technology being what it is and podcasts growing exponentially all the time, and the fact that it takes a lot of behind the scenes work to get these things going. You know, not a lot of people have the fortitude to continue. That's another
fortitude,
good word.
I like,
yes,
that's
I like
good
that.
Word. That's a good
I had
word.
It written on the back of my hand. The fortitude to keep it going.
Grocery list, I see.
No, never mind. Those were all healthy choices, though, by
they
the
were,
way.
Yeah, no Lay's potato chips.
No. No, we know that lesson. Someone learned that, right?
Sure.
Yeah. I'm going to go check the garbage when we're done here. So, yeah, anyway, so yeah, looking back, we've covered all sorts of different topics over this 7 months.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
See, look at that quick math in the head. And again, we've referenced this a few times, but the mental health month and any other sporadic episodes that have touched on mental health always seem to be the most popular.
Which is interesting. I didn't expect that. It seemed like a logical component, though, to go along with training. And people, and we've talked about this during those episodes, people don't think, like, when they're training, they're thinking about just getting strong, right?
Yeah.
But it does something else to your brain, exercise.
Well, yeah, and it's, you know, and that's what I found out, and I've mentioned this once or twice before, is when I got into training, that's what I was expecting, to help people recover from injuries or to help them get stronger, help them lose weight or that kind of stuff. And that was kind of it. That was my job. That's what I was going to do. And then I very rapidly found out that those people, like you just said, when you're exercising and or when you have to get in that frame of mind to have an effective workout, it can often impact your mind and how it works and what you're thinking and how it functions. And all of a sudden I was having these clients start opening up about personal issues, or they were having a bad day, or they're not looking forward to tomorrow because of this or that. And I was playing shrink without even realizing it. Right.
Just why, and you should probably take some counseling courses.
Maybe.
Yeah.
Cause it seems to work well, you know, like I've there's numerous clients I've been training for multiple years now. You know, hitting 4 or 5 with some of them. So, you know, so there's definitely a connection that can be formed through this sort of thing. And then now we're kind of reaching out this way and forming connections.
Yeah. Well, yeah. And it's a good way to meet another medium to do that in.
Right. You know, and I was very surprised that occurred, but I welcomed it once I got used to the idea, because I do like to listen, and, you know, and if people want feedback or advice, then I'll give what I can. I've had an interesting life, like most people.
Mm-hmm.
Gone through a lot of different things, so if I can relate anything of my experience, that's what I do. And that's what, it's just like having a new friend is basically what it kind of turns into. But, you know, it was an unexpected benefit to training.
Yeah, and that's something I'm glad that we brought that component in, because at the beginning with the show, I think you envisioned it more as talking about supplements.
Yeah, and that's what I said, hey, this is my list. Yeah, protein, like we started with, which, as you, all the listeners of the 27
out. Oh, right, after the
those
nine.
First,
yeah,
two,
right,
yeah.
Right.
The 27 episodes after the protein one, I've noticed we haven't really gone back to that.
No.
You know, I had this whole list on pre-workouts and BCAAs and EAAs and all these other supplements that we could talk about each week, and I was all excited about it, and then it was like, we recorded the protein ones and they were good, and the interview with Deidre from Supplement King Counts here was good. Got lots of great feedback and all that, but I noticed the numbers just started jumping again as soon as we started veering off into other directions, and people were referring it, and I was getting messages and stuff commenting on how good that episode was and could we touch on something like this. And, you know, that sparked me to go, okay, well, maybe we shouldn't talk for half an hour about pre-workout.
You were doing your Russian crowbar there for a second.
I have no idea what you're talking about. Maybe we shouldn't do what we were talking about doing, and maybe we should change it up. And lo and behold, we drastically did. We brought in the chiropractor, massage therapist, physiotherapist. Those
yoga.
Were all well done. Yoga stuff when we got into the mental health.
We just finished a couple on meditation, which is a big component in personal health. So the podcast has become less about training, although there are components, and it's become more about just all around health.
Yeah. Anatomic fitness.
Right.
Atomic, you know, big, explosive, covers everything, wipes everybody out. That's what we're trying to do in a good way. Wipe everybody out with knowledge.
When this episode ends, you will all die. From the virus that we implanted in the audience of a James Bond movie. Anyways.
Wow. I do not accept that mission.
Okay, then.
So it definitely has evolved and grown into a lot of different things that I wasn't expecting. And, you know, having the feedback that we get is great. And it makes us actually want to keep going.
Well, it does. And trying to come up with new and interesting subjects to discuss. I mean, and now we've got, like we already teased, we want to do an acupuncture one. And as soon as we can get an acupuncturist? Yeah.
Sure.
On.
Sure.
We'll talk about that.
Yeah.
We do have plans still to do the Training for Life sequence.
As soon as we line everyone up.
Yep. We got stuck on the fact that it's now December and the holidays and people are busy. Oddly enough.
Surprise, surprise.
But what else? What would you like to see the Anatomic Fitness Podcast touch on in 2022, James?
Well, you know, I think, like we've referred to, that the mental health aspects, there's so many different aspects of it too that we haven't touched on, that again, those seem to be very popular and, you know, very informative, and we get a lot of positive feedback on that. So, you know, branching into other areas of that, I think, is going to be a very good idea. And maybe we, you know, we round it back to maybe you had mentioned quite a while ago, like top 10 lists, top 10 exercises or top 10 this, you know, like we can come up with ones for that, you know, random throw-ins even at starts of an episode and then carry on into other informational things. So the top five core exercises that you're probably not doing, which a lot of people are not doing core exercises at all. So that could be a really easy list. Sit up. Yeah. But, you know, like, you know, stuff like that. Vary it up and spice it up a little bit.
I want to take us out of this studio more.
Like, not outside running or anything, right?
Well, I'm not running. You're not running. Okay. But we could snowshoeing.
Ah.
If we get enough snow. We could do an episode. We can go snowshoeing. And I'll bring my new recorder that I have on order.
Oh, you just want to play with your new toys.
Right.
Okay.
But we can bring that. And then we could do, like, when it's nice, we could go hiking.
Hiking,
right? Go for a hike in the hills kind of thing. And just talk about hiking and, you know, the benefits of.
Well, because that also directly goes to mental health.
As well, right? I don't want to wreck the new toy, so we shouldn't go mountain biking. But we could do a mountain biking episode, right? Try to find some mountain bikers and bring them on. And even go talk to them when they finish. Just sort of expand our repertoire beyond this room in this basement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a very clever idea. You know, we've talked about doing that before, recording training sessions and that sort of thing as well. So, you know, I have been chirped at a few times by a couple of people about YouTube type channels. And I think that's, unless they want to do all the legwork for me, I think that's a little ways away yet. But
yeah, that's a job.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, like that would be great in the fact that, you know, we could show exercise and show unique training things that we've come up with and that I make you do, you know, from a functional training standpoint, and that I do with a lot of my clients, because that's, as we've discussed before on the show, functional training is kind of what I like
to
do most. It's you know, it's day-to-day functional training. It's stuff you need to do every day, and it's ways to improve your strength in certain areas. One of my clients today just mentioned that he's finding it way easier to lift and move boxes around at work. He works in a big bakery. And he's finding it way easier in the last few weeks to lift the bigger, heavy boxes that he used to struggle with. Now he says he's lifting with one hand. He might be slightly exaggerating, but it feels like that because they feel so light to him now. But,
or it's just a really small box.
Could be. But like it's a bakery. A donut. Maybe when he's serving the customers a donut. Yeah, he's like, one hand.
I am so strong.
Okay, no, we digress. anyways, yeah, so functional training stuff can play a big role in people's day-to-day lives, whether you're 15 or whether you're 50 or whether you're 80, you know. And I think if we were able to focus on that kind of stuff too on episodes going forward, explaining things to people that are out there that have issues, back issues, knee issues, that sort of stuff, we can specialize on episodes on different things you can do. Hey, I'm getting a knee and hip or whatever replacement. What do I do?
And I think that'd be great. We could kind of do specific.
Yeah.
So specific, like, you know, you have a back injury. What do you do to recover from a back injury? Give some exercise tips on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that'd be cool.
Yeah. So I hope someone's writing this down.
It's now recorded though. So it's easy enough. What do? We'll go back to this episode, which I'm already going to call the episode about nothing.
Okay. That makes sense.
And just listen. Because now we've put it down. Like, we have promised people this is what we're doing.
Whoa. But that means I have to listen to it. You mean?
You mean you've never listened to your own show?
Like, two. Is that a bad thing?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Maybe I'll start listening. I download them all, just like you all should. Make sure you download them all on Spotify or Amazon Music, wherever you get your podcasts. But yeah, I'm not really a big fan of.
But that's how you myself. Live. You listen and you see what you do right and you hear what you do wrong and then you correct any mistakes.
I thought that's what you were here. You're the producer. You tell me what I do wrong all the time. I tell you with training what you're doing wrong all the time. Like, I thought that was a symbiotic relationship we had going on here, like Venom and like. And what's his name? The guy.
The guy.
Tom Hardy.
Yeah, right? Whatever his name is. Eddie Brock.
Eddie Brock, there you go. Yeah, I thought that's what it was like. When we're training, I'm Venom. And when we're in the studio, you are.
Okay, well, at least we get... This is just weird.
Anyways. Yeah. Moving right along.
Coming up in the months ahead.
No more talk about symbiotic relationships.
We got a few episodes left this year, James. So what are we going to do for the next couple weeks heading into the new year here?
Well, heading to the new year here.
Yeah.
Right. Well, we are going to touch on we're going to have a reflective show on a throwback to one of our mental health episodes. That's coming up in a couple of weeks when we're going to bring Alicia.
Yeah.
Interview back on and have a quick chat about that. That was, I think, the third or fourth most downloaded episode of the
the
first 25. So do that. And there was one other
next
subject.
Week, next we're week, we're talking... We did this on when I was hosting NL News.
Oh, yes, yes.
I brought you on when we first started training about how to stay fit through Christmas.
And focused on being
focused.
Fit.
And focused. Because obviously next week it's going to be the 21st. Yeah. So it's right before the big holiday. And just because it's Christmas doesn't mean you have to just sit there and get fat and drunk all the time. You want to do that too. You want to enjoy yourself, but balance it out.
Exactly. Yeah. And that's what we talked on that show. We only had, I think, about eight minutes.
Something like that.
Yeah. So luckily we can go for a couple hours here, you know, next.
We won't.
Don't worry. Don't worry. We won't. But yeah, we'll cover on that kind of stuff so that we can give you, I can give you some tips on what I do and what I know I've helped other clients do during this very stressful time that is Christmas season.
Definitely.
You know, and now with a lot of restrictions being somewhat lifted where you're allowed, quote unquote, to have family gatherings and group gatherings and that sort of thing. Sometimes those get to be a bit too much on the head.
Oh, big time.
So getting clarity and getting space and getting time to yourself can be vital. So yeah, we'll touch on that next week. And then right at the end of the month.
Well, no, then we got Alicia's episode coming back.
And then
we're going to the beginning of January.
Oh, yes. Right? Yes, we're going to talk about yours and my favorite subject, New Year's resolutions and why they're garbage.
Exactly.
Maybe that should be the title.
I said we're going to call it that. New Year's resolutions and why they're garbage.
So, and now that we've just piqued your curiosity as to why the hell people think New Year's resolutions are garbage, we will tell you
in a few weeks.
So, but you'll have to make sure you download all the other episodes leading up to that to make sure you get, because we'll drop hints in them as well as to why we hate the New Year's resolutions.
Yes, that's if a we good can idea remember too. To do that.
I'm going to jot that down on my hand right now and underneath bread on my grocery list.
Perfect.
So, once again, I want to quickly thank Sean Knippelberg for that awesome music you heard on the way in and you're about to hear on the way out. And thanks, Jason, for his tireless efforts in making this podcast kick severe. And I'm not going to thank myself. I'm just going to say thanks to you guys for downloading and listening and commenting and sharing and all that other technological stuff you do. So thanks for listening to the Anatomic Fitness Podcast, and we'll talk to you next week.